You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's holiday music for people who maybe aren't really feeling it through the holidays.
It's getting late. It's about that time. We all turn in and say goodnight. Wait a minute.
That's Michigan singer-songwriter Mae Erlewine out with her new EP, The Little Things, and getting ready to hold a series of winter dance parties all around the state. Mae, it's great to see you back here on Stateside. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What a perfectly on-point concept, the idea of holiday music that works for everyone, but especially good for people who maybe are going through some stuff and maybe not feeling all the tidings of comfort and joy of traditional holiday tunes. How'd you come on this idea?
Well, the songs came from a lot of conversations I've had over the years with people who've had, you know, loss during the holidays or are grieving something and sort of struggling to live up to the expectation of this merry and bright and jovial time. And then ending up feeling isolated because of that instead of feeling sort of included and wrapped in this warmth of the holiday. So I kind of wanted to make a little space for that because, you know, grief is a nonlinear process and people are dealing with it. And the holidays really bring up a reminder of those things that we might not have or that we lost. So I wanted to create a little space for that. But I thought if I'm going to do that, it might be good to take the pressure off a little bit by making it sort of danceable or groovy. So that's sort of the concept. It all came in one piece. And I said, okay, I'm going to go with this and see where it takes me.
Well, I think really right now, when you think that a lot of this country is feeling pretty bruised, pretty upset, fearful following the campaign and following the election. So this really is a pretty perfect time for this kind of concept.
Yeah, I mean, I did not anticipate the results of the election to be what they were. So it definitely has more weight now. And I definitely want to create an intentional space for everyone sort of come as you are and to feel their community around them mm-hmm. and their support around them and to remind everybody that we don't have to be isolated in our grief or disappointment or fear and that we actually do have a community here and we can kind of see how we can set that up to better serve people that really need that support right now. So the shows are going to be fun, but also intentional space and safe space for people. So
very important. And certainly, as you indicated, when it's holiday time and you have this commercial image of everybody's happy mm-hmm. with this. And then I understand you've kind of had a challenging year or so.
Yeah, I've gone through a lot of life transitions in the past few years. And in 2012, I actually lost one of my dearest friends, and his 30th birthday was right around the holidays.
We talked about that when you were here. I remember that because mm-hmm. that was part of the process when you were writing one of your last album. And I do remember us talking about that right at the holidays.
Yeah, so it changed them forever for me in some ways. So, yeah, there's definitely been a lot of transitions in my personal life, too, and you know, it definitely has played into this kind of concept and realizing that my own kind of world of grief and sadness needs some space, too. So it's in there, you know. And the songs aren't totally directly, I don't feel like they're about me personally, but it's sort of a collaboration of all these stories I've heard from different people over the years and including my own self. So,
well, I know there's a lot of people listening who care very much about you. Do you want to share any of what's been going on with you?
I think I'll stick to the music for this, if that's all right.
That's sure. You know, people care a lot about you. You know that.
Oh, well, I feel that support big time, and I'm grateful for it. And things are good, you know, as they can.
Okay. And you know, I do hear some very reflective lyrics and tunes. We started with the song In a Year, but you do switch to a much happier groove, too. Let's take a listen to some of Come On In.
Too small. Everybody.
I love that description that you give, that these are kind of songs to groove your soul. Like, really, let's shake yourself off and dance. And there is something marvelous, and it doesn't happen enough, about being with people. You may not know who they are, but if you're on a dance floor, it just fizzes up your soul.
Yeah, I mean, singing and dancing are so good for your brain and your body, and I think a lot of times people might dance, but they're not so sure if they're going to be the one person. So I thought if I labeled them as dance parties, that the people who have hesitation might show up ready to just dance it out and feel the music. Music is so helpful to me when I'm sad or feeling anything. It just kind of takes it to another level. So I want to encourage people to just be in the music and be together, and yeah, feel it.
You got a bunch of musicians accompanying you.
I've got a really wonderful band for these shows. I'm just singing. This is the first tour I've ever done where I'm not playing an instrument, so that's new and fun. And so I've got two guitar players, Eric Kuhn and Phil Berry, and then Joe Wilson subbing for Eric for one of the shows. Terrence Massey is going to play trumpet. Max Lockwood on bass, Michael Schumann on drums, Mike Lynch on keys. So it's a big band, and then we're going to definitely have some special guests along the way. So it'll be musically a lot of fun.
You can get all of the details about the new EP, The Little Things, and that whole schedule for the winter dance parties by going to May's website, mayerlewine.com. And I know you've brought your guitar with you. What are you going to play us out with?
I'm going to play the slowest song on the EP, and this is a song that's sort of about feeling like being alone and processing things. So it's called While the World.
I just want to take it slow. Turn up the tremolo and try to keep both feet on the ground while the whole world keeps turning round. I'm not going out on the town tonight, gonna turn down the light like nobody's home. Nothing's gonna make this feel alright. I'm not gonna try. I'm letting go. I just wanna sit and think, turn up the intensity, and do my best to live with the sound. While the whole world keeps turning around.
May Earlywine singing from her new EP, The Little Things. It's out December 1st. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.